The Sitka Tribe of Alaska is tightening up its child protection policies. The Tribal Council passed an ordinance last week requiring all employees, as well as volunteers and contractors, who have direct interaction with children or the public to undergo criminal background checks. Jessica Perkins is the tribal attorney.
You can't have any conviction of a crime involving a sex offense. That's kind of the minimum.
Perkins says the ordinance fulfills the Indian Child Protection and Family Violence Prevention Act, which mandates that tribes receiving federal funding establish minimum standards of conduct. Perkins says the tribe has, in fact, been conducting background checks for a couple of years. However, the procedure has never been standardized. The ordinance accomplishes that, as well as alerts the public to the requirement. It also expands the tribe's existing policy to include minimum standards for employees and volunteers authorized to carry firearms and handle cash, and for the tribe's charitable gaming operation. Tribal Chair Woody Widmark says the ordinance has been in the works for a long time.
It's pretty difficult to talk about that kind of stuff, and people bucked at it a little bit, but I think it just makes everybody safe, and the policy was needed, so it passed without any further discussion because we've been discussing it for a long time.
Perkins agrees the ordinance was needed. She says the goal is to ensure the safety of employees and tribal citizens.
So it's important, I think, from a tribal government perspective to make sure that the people we're allowing to serve our tribal citizens don't have a criminal record which displays that they shouldn't be providing those services.
Perkins says no current employees or volunteers will be affected by the ordinance.